American at a time.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We're actually broadcasting live out of Kentucky. We just want to give a shout out to Country Inn here in Kentucky and just say thank you very much for opening your doors so we could broadcast live on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That would be Sons of Liberty Radio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to see the downloads, the uploads, pictures, videos, and or the such. Folks, here, just let me give you a quick rundown as to what we've been doing and how busy we have been over the last 7 days here. We did a tea party last week. The next day, we did two events at a youth event called Truth for a New Generation. I did a drum clinic. We did 8 church services in the last 7 days. We did 6 college classes, 1 high school assembly, 1 interview with Stan Monteith, 5 radio shows, 1 college teacher class, and 1 interview with Dove TV out of the West Coast up in Oregon there, and then we did 1 citywide event. So if you'd like to check us out online to see what we have been doing, folks, it has been nothing but busy. You can go ahead and check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. That's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or if you'd like to be my personal friend, you could do that, friends. You can go to Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean Double E. There's a personal page, and there is a fan page. Like them both if you do. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. That is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And P.S., just a little side note here, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And I have my pretty little princess right next to me. Phone lines are inaccessible. As a matter of fact, I'm on the phone right now just kicking this out until shit's just properly set up for you folks. But again, phone lines are inaccessible. And I just got to let you know, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty, pretty little princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want them in Christ's head, not your own. Well, we just got done with a great couple weeks out in North Carolina. We're doing our Liberty Week and some events before and traveling. We got a great response, actually, from the Richmond Community College. Professor Doug, who had you in, said, Bradley, Dean, and Jake, I just want to let you guys know the students at Richmond Community College loved having you. One entire class said the only reason that they left is because you had to leave for another commitment. They wanted more. I'm sure you'll see quite a few people returning tonight when Bradley spoke, actually, last night during this great event out in Rockingham. Mark Mason said, keep it up, you guys. Monique Clayton said, I was one of Doug's students who heard you speak. As a single mom, I'll definitely be listening. So, Monique, hopefully you're hearing the radio program today. And Chad Eric Eagle said, hunger and thirst for righteousness speak volumes. So people were touched. And then I had this great message from Carmen Hattinger, if I get that right today. She said, we enjoyed having you all this past week in Rockingham, North Carolina. I love hearing my 9-year-old son's prayer for our president's salvation and for our country the next day after Bradley Dean's talk Thursday night. I loved how he paid attention, too. Thank you for an eye-opening talk. to put your feet and prayers into action. And she talked about praying for our safe trip back. She showed her kids how far we had to travel from Minnesota, and they were amazed at how far we had to travel back. So keep us in your prayers as we're traveling. Also, we're excited about one of our affiliates wrote an article called Bradley Bean, Soros-funded website attacks Christians. Well, that has got now 19,900 shares on westernjournalism.com. So if you haven't seen that article, go ahead and check it out on Western Journalism. And then, of course, Bradley's newest article came out on WND on Thursday. It says, Back to Elementary School with College Professors. That's the title. And let me tell you, folks, it is a great article coming straight from where we just had it today, going in and talking with these faculty members. One of the responses was, thank you for standing tall. That came from Arnold. And we had another great response that this is so eye-opening, such a good article, easy to read, explains a lot about what is happening in our country. Our own teachers don't know the basics, and they're the ones teaching our children. So guys, we've got a job to do, and we've been fighting the good fight of faith and going like crazy these past couple weeks. So again, for all you folks in North Carolina, thank you so much for having us. The hospitality was amazing. Everyone was so wonderful. Thank you to all you that worked so hard for having us out there. We appreciate it.
So, folks, one of the things that Steph actually had brought up was the fact that we were out there doing school assemblies, and we were talking to college teachers. And one of the things that I'd shared with the college teachers is the fact that it's interesting that when we were sold the sale of goods through deceptive measures from this administration, Obama's administration, one of the things that were sold to us was change. When in fact, folks, they weren't just simply looking for change, and the change that we believed that he was talking about for those that did believe, was what? It was nothing but a reformation and a reclamation back to the foundations of our country, namely our founding document. But in fact, it's been nothing but a departure from our documents. So we were completely deceived in every sense of the word. And folks, what's going to happen here is I'm going to hit that second hour. Interestingly enough, when I did this last article, speaking to the colleges, bringing the college teachers back to elementary, I had found that none of these college teachers, not one of them, friends, knew that we were a democracy. They thought we were all a democracy, friends. They all thought that we were a democracy when, in fact, we are not a democracy. I had to teach them that they were a republic. But to say that, to say this, when I began to do the article here, I thought, you know what, it's so simple, I wonder if anybody's even going to respond to it. I'm getting such a good response from this last article, well, to be quite honest with you, friends, it's actually quite overwhelming that people responded in such a fashion. So I'll be talking to you about that second hour. And what I'd like to talk about the first hour is I'd like to talk about God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And one of the things that highlights concerning God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap, it's how people think that they're going to go ahead and mock God, and they feel for some reason that they're going to go ahead and get away with it. And what I'm going to show you is that's just not the case. And in saying that, for example, I'll give you a couple examples. The man who built the Titanic after the construction of a Titanic, the Titanic, a reporter asked him how safe the Titanic would be. And he said with an ironic tone, he said, not even God can sink it. The result, I think that we all know what took place concerning the Titanic. You know, another one of the stories was actually Bon Scott. Bon Scott was the lead singer for AC/DC. He was the guy that after singing Hell is Not a Bad Place to Be, well, 8 hours later, folks, he dies in his own vomit. So again, it shows you that God is not mocked, and people seem to have the thought process that it's okay to go ahead and do whatever you want to do without consequence. And friends, that's just not the case, because God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And we can clearly see that's just the case in these certain instances. Yeah, Bradley Dean.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
Broadcasting live out of Country Inn in Kentucky. Yes, friends, you heard me right. Friends, if you'd like again to go up on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, please do check up the uploads, the downloads, check up on what's going on with the Sons of Liberty, because, folks, it was a busy week over the last week. And let me tell you, when I say it was busy, that's really kind of hard for me to actually admit. You know, my wife had actually noted that I said at the very end of the week after doing all the events that we were doing that, you know what, I'm starting to finally get a little burnt out. And it took a while before that took place, but it did start to catch up. But we're actually winding down this week right now. And again, we're on our way back to Minnesota to get, you know, rejuvenated and get set up to go out and do it all over again, folks, because love is demonstrated and love is not love until you first give it away. Now, right before the break, I was actually talking about reaping and sowing and how Scripture tells us God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And I gave you an analogy, a true story is really what it is when we roll these out, that the man who built the Titanic after the construction of the Titanic, a reporter asked him the question, how safe is the Titanic? And the builder of the Titanic said, with an ironic tone, he said, not even God can sink the Titanic. And the result is, I think we all know what happened to the Titanic. You know, I believe it was 1,500 people died on the Titanic. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. A man of 32 years old was smoking. While smoking his cigarette, he puffed out some smoke into the air and said, God, that's for you. He died at the age of 32 of lung cancer in a horrible manner. Why is it that we want to point our finger at God and tempt the justice of God? It just seems to be in man's carnal, fallen nature to go ahead and play with the things of our Heavenly Father. Makes no sense, and we see the result. Marilyn Monroe, the actress, she was actually visited by Billy Graham during a presentation of a show back in the 50s. He said that the Spirit of God had sent him to preach to her. And after hearing what the preacher had to say, she said, I don't need your Jesus. Friends, a week later, she was found dead in her apartment.
God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. What if Bon Scott, the ex-vocalist for AC/DC, one of his songs in 1979 that he sang was, "Don't Stop Me, I'm Going Down All the Way, Down the Highway to Hell." And on the 19th of February, 1980, Bon Scott was found dead. He had been choked to death by his own vomit. Friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. In Campinas, in 2005, Brazil, a group of friends, drunk, went up to pick up a friend. The mother accompanied her to the car and was so worried about the drunkenness of her friends that she said to the daughter holding her hand, who was already seated in the car, "My daughter, go with God and may he protect you." She responded, "Only if he, that being God, travels in the trunk, because inside here it's already full." Mocking again. Hours later, news came by that way that had been involved that this young lady who just got done mocking God was involved in a fatal accident where everyone had died. The car could not be recognized, and what type of car it had been, that's how bad the disaster was. But surprisingly, the trunk was intact. Matter of fact, the police said that there was no way the trunk could have remained intact, but it did. And to everyone's surprise, inside of the trunk was a crate of eggs in which not one was broken. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. What is it that we don't understand, friends? When we begin to take a look around on a national level, because let me tell you something, there's individual reaping and there is national reaping. And what I'm talking about right now is an individual reaping, but what about national reaping? I mean, could there possibly be any correlation between abortion and suicide, do you think? Of course there is. When we begin to look at what's going on, we see babies being aborted in the womb. Is murder on the rise for any particular reason? Are we reaping national sins together? You know, Abigail Adams, wife to President John Adams, second president of the United States, believed that a lot of what was going on during the Revolutionary War was the reaping of the sin of slavery. And when we go back to the Civil War, which was many years later on, after the Revolutionary War, of course, we see that the Civil War was, in a lot of ways, paying back what we have sowed, because it was brother against brother killing each other. We see that we reap national sins as well. We can look as to what apathy has brought the American people and how we have reaped national sins, because on an individual basis, we're not taking responsibility for our government. And now today on a national level, we have a criminal administration because the American people have fallen down criminal before God in vacating and being derelict of duty in the keeping of God's commandments. So what do we deal with? Well, we deal with an administration that pulls out crimes left and right towards we the people. So when we're talking about reaping and sowing, friends, we're not just talking about, you know, this is what's going to happen if I do this, and this is what's going to happen if I do that. In other words, if I sow bad seed into the soil, I am going to reap a bad harvest, correct? True that. Because I know that I can't sow bad seed into the soil of my life and reap a good harvest, right? Well, look at these people. Look at the Titanic. Look at Marilyn Monroe. Look at Bon Scott. Look at this young girl who mocked God and said he can go in the trunk because there's no room up here. Well, let me give you a couple more. Christine Hewitt, a Jamaican journalist and entertainer, said the Bible, the Word of God, was the worst book ever written. In June of 2006, she was found burnt beyond recognition in her motor vehicle, and many more important people have forgotten that there's no other name that was given so much authority as the name of Jesus. But again, they always seem to come after the things of God and mock God. Even when you look at the metal scene, the rock and roll scene, why is it that they're always mocking the things of God? Why is it that when you go to Hollywood, they all have to, during one portion of the movie, I haven't been there in years, by the way, friends, but why is it that Hollywood has always reciting the name of God in a cursed manner? Why is it that they feel that they have to curse during every movie? And who is it? You know, I like to share when I do high school assemblies or colleges or whatever the case might be, I ask people that, isn't it interesting, or I actually share with people, isn't it interesting that when you begin to, you know, you're working out on your wood, you're trying to build a deck, or you're trying to do something, or you're fixing your car, whatever the case might be, and all of a sudden you're pounding with the hammer the nail into the wood, and you miss the nail, isn't it interesting the first thing that comes out of your mouth isn't Dalai Lama, it's not Muhammad, it's not Hare Krishna, it's not Zen, it's always taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And what does that exhibit? It exhibits the fact that Jesus Christ is alive forevermore, and it also exhibits, friends, and it testifies to the face that those that use the name of the Lord thy God in vain, that the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And why is that? Because the New Testament scripture tells us, friends, that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and it's exactly what we are seeing today. Now, I just asked you the question, if I take a kernel of wheat and sow it into the soil of the ground, what's it going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce wheat. Now, if I take a kernel of wheat or any other form of kernel or seed, if I sow that into the soil of the ground, it's only going to reproduce after its own kind. Is that not right? Yes, that's right. Why is that? Because, again, friends, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And we see that it rains on the just and on the unjust. And when we look in Scripture and we see that in the book of Proverbs, I need you to understand, and we need to understand as a people, that no matter what, good, bad, or ugly, the seeds that we have sown into the ground, God is allowing a rain to fall upon them only to reproduce a future harvest. And one of the things I like to tell people all across the country, that if you are in a difficult place in your life right now, friends, you might want to go ahead and turn around and look at the sort of seed that you have actually planted into your own life. Now, friends, what I'm going to do is when I come back here, I'm going to come back to an analogy. I think it will open your eyes up as to what I'm trying to explain in a better way. I haven't been doing a good enough job thus far. But it is really important for us to understand what's going on a national level right now with all the events taking place, friends. These things are only taking place, friends, because we have allowed the seeds to be planted. And what we need to do is we need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and ask the Lord to plant the good seed through his son, Jesus Christ. You got Bradley with sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I'll be right back. Hold up for this analogy, friends. I think you're going to like it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or check me out, Bradley Dean, on Facebook, Bradley Dean, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Now, right before the break, friends, I was talking about reaping and sowing, because you do reap what you sow, whether it be individually or it be nationwide sins. We're seeing this taking place today on a daily basis through this administration, friends. But what comes to my aid was a man named Sir Thomas More. He was a man that exposed the king back in the day. I believe it was in the 1500s. And he was the man. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen the movie, A Man for All Seasons, it's based on a true story. It was actually made in 1966. It's great history. But the history that Thomas More taught us was this. He said, "Those who plot the destruction of others often perish in the attempt." But now I'm going to tie this into sowing and reaping, so just hang on with me. As the Obama administration is being uncovered for scandal after scandal, folks, he's attacking the sacrifice. He's attacking World War II vet memorials. He's attacking anything and everything. And I believe personally, friends, that he is only doing his best to incite domestic insurrection. There's no shadow. There's not a shadow of a doubt on my mind that that's exactly what he's attempting to do, is to create domestic insurrection. He's using the race card, and I can go on and on and on and on. As a matter of fact, friends, just this week, we found out that the IRS is also being sicked on Ben Carson for actually speaking out against Obama. Now, friends, that is tyranny. In every sense, it's also an abuse of power, friends. So let's not forget that when I'm speaking to you right now about sowing and reaping, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about what's going on in your country today. So, folks, let me get back to sowing and reaping. For example, the ever-increasing scandals at the IRS are now jeopardizing critical funding for the agency that attempts to play a major role in the implementation of, listen carefully, Obamacare. And we see that Obama was planning a major budget increase for the IRS, but now the feat is proving difficult as Congress sees that the IRS has proven to be untrustworthy. And this proves the famous unchangeable law of sowing and reaping
the Obama administration's actions are blowing up in their face, and let me explain. If you sow into lawlessness, friends, when you war against God's moral law, then you will reap lawlessness. That's why he said in Psalm 9, 16 and 17, he said that the nation that forgets me, I'll turn that nation into hell. And folks, this is the fruit of godlessness when we war against the law, anarchy, antinomianism, so on and so forth. So you sow into godliness, so you sow into godlessness, I apologize, you reap hell, literally. You sow into godlessness, you're going to reap hell. Folks, there's a true story told of two men who thought it would be okay to break the law and go duck hunting 2 weeks before the duck hunting season opened. They took with them a retriever, a brand new truck, decoys, plenty of ammunition, and a couple of sticks of dynamite. Now, when they first arrived to the lake, they noticed a big problem. The lake that they chose was completely frozen over. So one of them had a great idea. He would go to his truck, get a stick of dynamite, and then blow a big hole in the middle of the lake, throw it on the decoys, and then have a heyday shooting at all the little duckies. So he did just that. He went to his truck, pulled out the stick of dynamite, lit the fuse, and then threw it right smack in the center of the lake. However, he forgot one thing. His retriever was there. Hey, friends, you all have them. You just don't know it yet. If you're a little bit older, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, as faithful as that little retriever was, he ran after the stick of dynamite, put it in his mouth, and then ran towards the owner. The owner, in fear of being blown up, grabbed his rifle and began shooting the retriever in hopes that he would not come back to him. The retriever was scared right away, friends, and guess where that retriever ran under? He ran away from the one that was shooting at him, the one that sowed the seed, and that little retriever ran right under the brand new truck. Guess what blew up? Yep, you got it. The retriever and the brand new truck. See, friends, his breaking of the law was the very thing that nipped him right in the butt. The things that blew up in his face were the evidence of his guilt. After all, you reap what you sow. So these two men that actually did the law breaking were both charged for breaking the law. That is a good society. And so it is with us every day. If we were to take again a kernel of wheat and sow it into the soil, you would reap wheat. If you sow wheat, you will not reap barley. And in the same way, if you sow good seed, you will reap a good fruit. And a bad seed, bad fruit. Again, friends, there are some who think that they can get one over on a just and a holy God who sees things all. He beholds the good and the evil. He looks to and fro. Scripture tells us in the New Testament that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. This is the God that knows the very numbers of our head that we will answer to on Judgment Day, because it's appointed unto men once to die and after this the judgment. This is the God that said in Jesus' name that there's not a sparrow that will fall to the ground without his notice. And if you want to go a little bit further, go ahead and read Psalm 97. Because the point is, they that sow bad seeds into their lives, they will reap a bad harvest. And how foolish it is. Because you can, again, sow bad seeds into your life and think you're going to reap a good harvest, right? So again, if you sow into lawlessness, then you will reap lawlessness. And that goes right in line with godlessness. You sow into godlessness and you reap hell, literally. Why is that? Because it's a fixed law, friends, that you reap the same kind of seed that you sow. Again, it's a law unto itself. Hey, folks, we might as well try to blot out the sun out of the heavens as to blot this truth out of the Word of God. In fact, your present-day circumstances is the very fruit of your present-day field that you yourself have sown, good or bad. Now, I can take that in a spiritual sense, friends. If we're sowing into righteousness and we're going through persecution, trials, and tribulations in this world for the very purpose of bringing forth a good harvest, well, that's a different story. Because we see Jesus all day long sowing the good seed, and to some it would look like, why has he got all these problems around himself? Why are all these things taking place around himself? Because darkness doesn't appreciate the light, because the light reproves the darkness. And if I'm trying to bring forth freedom through the sacrifice of myself to establish goodness, that's called love. And that's exactly what we're looking for in this country today. Now, I just, plus what I've been talking about over the last couple of minutes here is the fact that we reap what we sow. And what happens is when we begin to take a look at history, we begin to look at the history of what one thing that tyrants forget. Like for example, you ever think about whatever happened to Jesus Christ? What happened to Pontius Pilate? What happened to Herod? What happened to those that took part in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? What happened to the Pharisees? What happened to Judas? What happened to those that took the time to go after John the Baptist or God's prophets? What happened in Psalm 2 when the kings of the earth gathered themselves together against the Lord and his anointed? You ever wonder what happened? You ever wonder what sort of field those that were persecuting the church, what kind of harvest did they bring forth? Well, I can tell you this, friends, it wasn't a good one. It wasn't a good one in any sense of the word. And what I'm trying to do right now, friends, is I'm broadcasting live out of a hotel here in Kentucky, and everything is like on super slow-mo. And what I want to do is I want to bring the history of the church up for you. In other words, talking about those that reap what they sow, and what is it that they sow in which they have, what is it that they've reaped in what that which they have sown? Herod and Antipas and those others that have crucified the Lord of glory. So just hold up here with me, friends. Herod Antipas and Herodias, they were the ones responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist, and Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. Yet in the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money and territory were turned over to Agrippa, while he and his wife were exiled, and Antipas died miserably. Talking about reaping and sowing. What happens when we gather together against them and are anointed by the Spirit of the living God? It doesn't work out for them. And when the church stands up and does their duty before a just and a holy God, he promised to deal with his enemies. Talking about reaping and sowing. We're talking about national sins. We're talking about individual sins. We're talking about what's going on in this country right now. Pontius Pilate, he handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula in AD 37 to 41, yet he was exiled to Gaul and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. Did you know that? Did you hear about that? How can we never hear about those that rise up against the Lord and his anointed? How can we never hear about what they reap? Why is it that we look at a Hollywood today that mocks priests, that mocks the church? They make light of Jesus Christ and they give power to the devil. And the way that they do that is they actually promulgate the fear to paralyze people who don't know Christ, and yet 78% of America professes their Christianity. Now, do you think Pontius Pilate, by the way, Pontius Pilate was afraid to actually deal with Christ, for those that didn't know. But in saying that, he did it anyways, because if you remember right, it was the professed church that went to Pontius Pilate with the Herodians that had Jesus Christ crucified, and it was the professed church of the day, friends, that said, we have no king but King Caesar. They wanted nothing to do with Jesus Christ, so they handed Jesus over to Pontius Pilate and said to Pontius, he calls himself a king, and if he claims that he is a king, then that violates King Caesar, and we're telling you that we have no king but King Caesar. So Pontius Pilate actually did the biddings of the church. Now, folks, when I come back, I'm going to talk about what took place with the Jews. What took place with those that said, hey, let your blood be upon us. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Sons of Liberty. Talking about reaping and sowing, friends. Wow. I'm going to challenge you out in Kentucky. We're actually broadcasting live out of a country inn. And I've been kicking off the radio program, friends, to a telephone, so I appreciate you linking in with me and holding on with me because, again, what we're talking about is important information. We're talking about individually reaping what we sowed and what we have sown, and even nationally reaping what we have sown. And right before the break, I was talking about Herod Antipas and Herodias, who were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. And Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ in the summer of A.D. 39. Antipas, his money and his territory were turned over to Agrippa, while he and his wife were exiled to Antipas, and he himself died miserably. Now, I know that you didn't hear about that, because your enemies don't want you to know about that. See, it's even like when you look at a guy like Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong. For those that didn't know, you go to China, folks, they still praise Mao Zedong. They have the younger generation believing that Mao Zedong was some sort of god over there in China, when in fact Mao Zedong is responsible for murdering 40 million of his own people through a man-made drought. I mean, folks, we all talk about Adolf Hitler and how bad he was, but did you know that in America, Time Life, I believe it was in 1935, they actually had a man of the year. The man of the year was over in Germany killing off millions and millions and millions and millions of his own people. But how can we never talk about what happens to those people that actually do the devil's bidding? See, because people seem to forget that they reap what they sow as well. And when you look at Adolf Hitler, I don't want to get too deep into this, but look at what happened in Germany. I mean, folks, if you look at what they had tolerated through Adolf Hitler concerning reaping and sowing, folks, did you know that Adolf Hitler's youth, did you know that they were the church groups? That's how blinded
the church was back in the day to actually stand behind a man that put on the belt of his soldiers, God with us, who portrayed himself as a Christian, but behind closed doors, he was the one perpetuating the crimes against his own people in Germany. Well, there was 80 million people. He was the one that was doing the attacking on his own Reichstag. He was the one that was killing those that didn't agree with his ideology. But we see the same thing going on in America today, and we just think it's no big deal. But what you see in America is you see 312 million people, namely through the professed church in America, tolerating this criminal administration, and through their apathy, what they are doing is they are actually allowing this man, and they are emboldening this man and his administration to continuously commit crimes against and perpetuate crimes against we the people. So, folks, through apathy, you are reaping or you are sowing. And if you want to make sure that you remain a free nation, then you better still sacrifice to maintain the freedoms that you have. Because we know that freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto to us to do what we ought to do. And if we were so thankful for the sacrifice of our veterans in the natural, we wouldn't tolerate what's going on in this country right now. Hey, friends, let me say it this way. Do you realize, and maybe I'll get to this next hour, but do you realize that you are tolerating an administration in which your relatives, your uncles, your aunts, your moms, your dads, so on and so forth, have fought, bled, and died to give you, and in some cases they're 6 feet under the ground? Did you know that they fought, bled, and died fighting against the ideology that you are tolerating through this administration today? And I don't know if it's just me or not, but this administration does not have the right, and it wasn't given the privilege to the sacrifice of our veterans to go ahead and undo everything that they sacrificed themselves to give the American people for in the first place. But on the American people's watch, it's the American people that are standing back, allowing this to take place. And let me tell you, especially the apathetic ones out there, you are doing this to your own undoing. You are doing this to your own demise by allowing what you're allowing today. But I know about those that listen to Sons of Liberty. I'm not talking to you. I must be talking to somebody else, right? You know, so many times, friends, when I'm doing these events out there, people come up to me after I get done in the hundreds, in the thousands. Hey, brother, we need more people like you. We need more people like you. I have to remind them, and I have to remind you, friends, that I can't do this by myself, but we can do this together. But if we don't realize the basic principles of where we came from and where we're going, and I'm not just talking about in the natural, because even when I talk about the natural, I talk about, do you know your founding documents? And I say to them, you mean all these men and women died and you don't even know what they fought, bled, and died to magnify, namely the Constitution? Well, it's the same thing for the Christians. The Bible talks about blood over 444 times. Are you living for what Christ died for? Are you living for what that blood-bought book cost the martyrs? Are you living for what they died for? See, we can go down both channels and talk about the natural and the spiritual, almost in parallel, continuously, because there's a direct correlation. But we have to get back to the fact that I want people to understand that we're going to reap what we sow individually, nationally, and I also want the bad guys to realize that they're going to reap what they sow too. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD, about 30 years after the Passion of Christ, to the number, this is old English, friends, of 1,100,000, besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee. 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery. These are the people that said, your blood be upon us. Of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beast, part otherwise most truly were slain. You can find all of this, my friends, by the way, in Fox's Book of Martyrs. What about the vain Senate of Rome? Government, friends, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God. They rejected him. Hey, friends, they rejected him. Hey, 78% of you professed Christians out there that say you're Christians. You're rejecting Christ, too, when you don't stand up and keep his commandments. I thought that was the love of God, was the keeping of his commandments, 1 John. It is. So we see that government in Rome, after having the opportunity to serve the meek Son of Glory named Jesus Christ, they rejected him. Because they were content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory, the Son of God. So they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ through apathy, friends, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were almost all destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. Now, how do we look at a Christian nation such as ours and say, you know, it's no big deal? God's going to preserve us regardless. Really? You know, I believe it was a famous preacher's wife that said, if God doesn't judge America, then he better apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And she said that in the right spirit. She didn't say that arrogantly. She didn't say that in her foolishness or in her jest. She didn't say that in haste. If God does not judge America for the 57 million babies murdered in the womb, of course he is. If God does not judge America for the allotting, for the opening the door of the radical homosexuals. And let me say it this way, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. Well, let me say it this way, I can just go right to Bonaparte said this, those who oppose God and his word will be conquered. But yet we have a history of forefathers that threw off tyranny for our example. And they're the ones that told us several times, if you're not going to be ruled by God, then you are going to be ruled by tyrants. If you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Those who oppose God and his word will be conquered, said Bonaparte. Those who oppose God and his word will be conquered. And what are we having a problem with today, friends? What have we learned from history? I can tell you what we've learned from history. Number one, nothing. Number two, nothing. Number three, nothing. Number four, nothing. Number five, nothing. Number six, nothing. Number seven, nothing. Number eight, nothing. Number nine, nothing. Number 10, nothing. America is emulating those that have not learned from history. And I want to end hour one with, if you do not learn from the lessons history has to teach us, then friends, history is going to repeat itself. But history also teaches a lesson to tyrants who are at war with them. An attempt to usurp his law. And the history should be through the living action of the church. Folks, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. The end of hour one, coming back to hour two. Hold on to the broadcast.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.